Tell me what that was like to find out that this dream of yours had been taken away from you back in 1980.
It was devastating. You know, I can honestly say I haven't been quite right since then. It was the worst possible way something could be taken away from you. It was taken away with no explanation, no reason, and it was unprecedented. For Jimmy Carter to make that decision like that, it is truly something that maybe he regrets at this point in his life, but he just took away the opportunity of about 400 athletes that had trained their whole life for something, and he just took it away.
Now I can understand the disappointment that you felt at the time and why it stayed with you for years later, but why is that pain still with you today?
It's a situation that is predicated on something that you felt like you deserved and you were ready for, and it was just snatched away unfairly. Things that are unfair, we have to let them go, obviously. And I guess I guess I have sort of let it go, but I know that every Olympic year, I think about it, and it was the defining moment of my athletic career. It was taken away because of a decision, not because of my inability to win or an injury or something like that. It was just taken away by an authority that we had no control over. And even if there was a war going on, that's even a little more understandable. But it was done just as a political ploy, a Cold War political ploy, and we were the pawns. The athletes were the expendable pawns in it. But the Olympic Games is the big stage. It's the world stage. It's the stage that will define your whole career sometimes. And I didn't get that opportunity.
Does getting to the Olympics finally, after all this time, as a coach, help heal those wounds?
Absolutely, because what it, well, for a long time I was out of wrestling for 14 years, and part of it was, you know, I was raising my family then and all that, and so I was just, and I would work out at the local high schools and things like that, and the local colleges that I lived were in the place where I lived, but now to get back, I realize just how healing it is for me to be back in wrestling, number one, and number two, to I see in the eyes of these young athletes. I see a young Lee Kemp in these eyes of these young athletes, like Ben Askren. I see these guys who are young; they're 20, they're in their young early 20s, and they're strong and they're competitive. And I see the hope and dreams in their eyes. And I, if I can have a play a small role in that, then I'm very happy.
Lee Kemp, thanks for being with us, and good luck in Beijing.
Thank you.